Talking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
You'd remember that just after starting the show, I think it was just after 9:30, there was a press conference by the National Department of Correctional Services where they were touching on the issue of that infamous Thabo Bester escape from the prison in the Free State. Amongst others, they said that there is now a new service controller manager who will be looking after the entity. There's also legal advice that they are seeking in order to attach proper liability where it ought to go. And the track and trace team was placed on this case to make sure that the fugitive is recaptured ASAP. Now, Mpumelelo Mkabela, the author of Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption, is assisting us to sieve through these issues that are intricately linked, separate as they may seem, because all of them speak to the structure and the system of governance in this country. He joins us right now on the line. Mpumelelo, thank you so much for making time. Really appreciate it, and thanks for your patience.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. How do we link this to Mpumelelo, your book on The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption? Because we can see streaks, if you will, of corruption on this escape of Thabo Bester. How do we draw, how do we connect the dots as a popular political parlance?
The link is simple, that corruption is a security threat. Organizer and the manager of affairs of society as a whole, and it's also a threat to the nation as a whole. So you can see that this Thabo Bester story, there's a lot of corruption involved here. I mean, you don't even have to guess it. You can see it. It's in your face. All that is left is for all of the information to be confirmed and to be officially made public. But you can see that there's a chain of corruption here that comes right at the top of the way of the people who controlled that correctional facility, to the subordinates and to people who are who were outside prison. So clearly there is a link between inmates and people outside, and that actually denies the state the ability to control the security situation in the country if people are able to breach that solid fence that is supposed to separate inmates and society at large. So that's a problem, and that breach is in the form of corruption.
Mpumelelo, you're right here that unless the state reassets its primary task to provide national security while simultaneously creating a culture of respect for the rule of law, the law of the jungle will become the norm. And this is somehow a reality that frightens all law-abiding South Africans. And this scenario becomes a bit scary, as we know that a number of South Africans truly cannot completely rely on the security provided by the government. If anything else, they are relying on the mercy of the higher power out there, whoever they subscribe to in that instance. How does that somehow speak to the lost systems over time, the relaxed measures, particularly around security over time in the enemy within?
Well, I must say, Thabo, this is the most painful statement to write if you are the citizen of a country that you live in a country that you love. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to those of us who can see to actually sound the warning that if you allow the situation to continue like this, criminality becomes normalized and the state becomes overwhelmed. When the state becomes overwhelmed by criminality, it cannot solve the criminality, it cannot stop the criminality, it can't deter criminals. And then what happens is that human nature kicks in. Human nature is such that, you know, everyone wants to look after themselves, their selfish interest. And when they do that, everyone feels insecure. And everyone tends to arming themselves, self-help. They help themselves to their own security. And that's basically a state of chaos. It's almost as if the state doesn't exist. Or if it does exist itself, it is part of perpetuating the chaos. instead of guaranteeing security for all citizens. So we don't want to go to the state of nature. We want to go to a state, a situation where the state is in full control. The state can perform its primary function, the primary function of which is to provide security for the country. So we don't want to see that regressing, because all of us, we don't want to go to the state of nature where everyone is there for themselves, and then everyone is protecting themselves with guns. It becomes a normality. The rise of private security, it's very concerning. But at the same time, you can't discourage people from doing that if the state is not fulfilling its role. The only way to discourage that is for the state to reassert itself and perform its primary duty.
And as you say, the rise of private security, in that state of chaos, the commercial elements see an opportunity to gain a whole lot of profit from the vulnerability of a nation that is South Africa. Therefore, meaning that the lesser you have, the more vulnerable you are, and then your security is highly dependent on the depth of your pockets.
Yes, so you'll create, there's another risk here, that you actually have a lot of private security people and entrepreneurs coming into the space, taking advantage of the failures of the state, right? And then they get used to the fact that they are making money, they're making money out of this. Eventually, when the right people become in charge of the state and they want to reassert the authority of the state in terms of providing security for all, you might have a situation where private security people now already entrenched in the system might resist that, because they've been incentivized, they've been made to feel like we're making money. So when the state functions properly, it's to the detriment of those people who are now providing private security. What will they do with their talents and their expertise that they've acquired over the years when the state was incompetent? What will they do with it? That's why you are seeing in the U.S., in America now, every time when there's a talk about gun control, the people that have got vested interest, they've gone to the point of bribing politicians in Congress, in the Senate, whereby the politicians are now doing their bidding because they don't want gun control. Gun control would mean a loss of income, loss of profit for the gun manufacturers. So we might end up in that situation in South Africa if the state does not reassert itself quite quickly to make sure that not many people are able to taste the profits that come with the state incompetence.
My guest is Mpumelelo Mkabela, who is the author of The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption. And he is arguing that the Thabo Bester story is a microcosm of a bigger problem in our country. And we are just drawing the links between the two as we also reflect on his body of work, this book called The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption. The culture of impunity, Mpumelelo Mkabela, is also another aspect that is very scary. People do as they please. How brazen this individual, Thabo Bester, is said to have been, walking around, not even trying to conceal his identity freely. As though he didn't escape from prison, let alone that he didn't fake his own death. So how brazen that is, it speaks to the culture of impunity. In 40 seconds, what would you say about that lawlessness culture, particularly impunity, with which many criminals are carrying themselves?
Well, the culture of impunity is fueled by people's belief that nothing will happen to them. If you believe that you can do something and get away with it, you are more likely to do it. And the more we have people like that doing that, then you actually have, it becomes a culture. So you have to make people believe that they are not going to be able to succeed if they want to do wrong things. Look at the way some of these people that are linked to this escape have been enjoying opulent lives in public. Clearly, that's part of the impunity. They know, they believe they will not be caught. So by being caught, it's a matter of sheer accident. We should not have people being caught by accident. They should always believe that we will be caught. So we should not do it. So the lack of deterrence is fueling impunity.
I sadly have to leave it at that. At the next opportunity in Mpumelelo, I'm hoping that we can have more time to unpack all these intricately linked issues. I appreciate your time and all the best. Mpumelelo Mkabela is an author of The Enemy Within, How the ANC Lost the Battle Against Corruption.